From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a message entitled, The Public Reward for Private Prayer, the third in a series dealing with the vital matter of prayer. From the text in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, Dr. Cairns is setting forth Christ's instructions for prayer. God knows the heart, and He has no use for empty show in prayer. But to those who come to Him with humble and contrite hearts, longing to know true fellowship and communion with Him, God enriches their lives with many rewards, including His presence, His peace, and His pardon. It is in the secret place of prayer that God's people really learn the heart of the Lord Jesus, where their lives will truly begin to reflect His grace. Dr. Cairns will return to the message shortly, but first he draws attention to the simple explanation of the gospel as found in his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life.
Few things in this world are absolutely necessary. Certainly, most of the things that people think are necessary for their lives and for their welfare are far from being necessary. But when God says something is absolutely necessary, then you may be certain that it is. In John chapter 3, verse 7, the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, Ye must be born again. That's another way of saying what Peter said, you must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Peter said, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. The name, of course, that he's referring to is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is able to save. There's no other name for this absolute necessity to come to pass in your life. No other name whereby we must be saved. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's understand this. We must be saved. Jesus said, if you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. If you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. There is no way to be right with God. There's no way to spend eternity with God. There is no way to escape the punishment of sin, the wrath of God. There is no way to escape the just deserts of what we are by nature, except we're born again, except we're saved through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes it an absolute necessity. The only alternative is to perish. In the Bible, the opposite to being saved is to be lost. The opposite to being saved is to die the second death, which is eternal separation from God. The opposite to being saved is to remain an enemy of God, a rebel, forever and forever under the curse and the wrath of a holy God. So I ask you then, since the Bible says you must be born again, it's not enough to go to church, it's not enough to say your prayers, it's not enough to say I believe this, 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 and this, it's not enough to be able to even quote scriptures, not enough to give to the poor or to give to the church or to give to missionaries. These things have all got their place and they are laudable, but I tell you, Jesus said to the most religious man you could ever think of, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Have you been born again? Have you passed from death unto life? Or are you still without Christ? Here in Let the Bible Speak, we're here to help you to Christ. We are emphasizing in these programs my booklet, A New Beginning, A Plain Man's Guide to God's way of salvation. And we trust that you'll be in touch with us by telephone, by letter, by email, however you may, to make sure you get your copy of A New Beginning.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving telephone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of the Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning, A Plain Man's Guide to the Way of Salvation, and Going On with God. These are free to those who ask, and many of you have already written to get them. We thank those who have written, and we would encourage the rest of you to do the same. If there is any way in which we can help you, please be in touch with us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. So you see, it's really easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. It's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
I couldn't tell you the number of times in going to a hospital ward or into a home of suffering or trouble, I have opened the scriptures at the 34th Psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, delivered me from all my fears. We read, then they looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. What is that saying? Here are people, and the picture is that their countenance is dark. Their face is showing the pain and the agony of trouble and trial and tribulation. On the right hand they look and there's no help. On the left there's no help. They look in, as the world tells them to do, and there's no help. Then they look unto Him. The beams from the Sun of Righteousness shine upon their face. They look unto Him, and they were lightened. Bless God. He gives us His peace. He enriches your life with His peace. He does the same with His pardon. If we confess our sins, He's speaking to Christians. Here's the Christian in prayer. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He enriches our life, of course, with His mighty power. There's a lovely verse that we should never forget in Acts 5 and 32, where Peter says, "We are His witnesses, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father hath given to them that ask Him." God hath given the Holy Ghost. And He's speaking now of that particular power of the Holy Ghost that confirms your witness, your word, and your testimony, and overcomes the opposition of the devil and gives you fruit through your ministry. This power of the Holy Spirit, says Peter, God gives to them who ask Him. He enriches our lives with spiritual power. You remember that wonderful picture that John Bunyan paints in his Pilgrim's Progress, where Christian comes into the house of the interpreter? There you have a fire burning, and every effort is being made to douse the fire, but the more effort that is made to pour water in the flame and put it out, the more brightly the flame burns. And Christian wonders, what is the secret, until he goes behind the scene, and there behind the scene there is a constant supply of oil being poured upon it. There is the picture that we should all covet to have fulfilled in our lives. The constant pouring out of the oil of the Spirit of God upon the fire of our devotion, of our love, and of our spiritual power. When that happens, it doesn't matter how much water from the devil is poured upon us, how much the devil would seek to douse the flame, his efforts will only make the fire burn the more brightly and hotly. Why? Because God gives the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him. He enriches the lives of His people. So God not only sees our secret life, but He rewards our private prayers. Can I make the point that He rewards us according to our private praying? That's the measure of His blessing. I want you to follow me carefully here. Robert Murray McShane said, "It is not great talent God blesses so much as great likeness to Christ." Now stop and think that one through. It runs contrary to just about everything that the 20th century church imagines to be true. Nowadays, the church is gung-ho after every bit of celebrity and every bit of professional talent it can get. There's a place for talent if it is embodied in likeness to Christ. But if it's not,
let it serve the devil, for it has no place in the church of God. It is not great talent God blesses, so much as great likeness to Christ. Now, where do you become like Christ? 2 Corinthians 3, we all with open or unveiled face, beholding as in a glass or mirror the image of the Lord. What is he talking about? He's talking about Christians getting alone with God with this book open and seeing Christ in this book and spending time away from the rush and the madness of the world to see Christ and meditate upon Christ. And as we see him, he says, we are being transformed into the same image from glory unto glory. This set me thinking, and this is what I thought. In a very real way, it is private communion with God that fits a Christian and gives him the capacity to receive every other blessing. And without private communion with God, God must withhold the blessing, otherwise the very blessing would destroy you. Listen carefully. In 1 Timothy 3, we read verse 6 that a bishop must not be a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Now in verse 1 we're told it's a good thing to be a bishop or an elder of a church. It's a good thing to become an elder. But if a man achieves the office of an elder without having been made capable of exercising that office, Paul says that office may well destroy him. I've seen it happen. I've known churches that have been foolish enough to take people who were not qualified before God or man to exercise the office of a bishop or a deacon, and it has destroyed them. You see, it's one thing to receive a blessing. It's another thing to be able to use it right, to have the capacity to make it a real blessing. And where do you get that capacity? You get it in the secret place. Let me put it this way. Prayer is not the only thing that God rewards. But every other rewardable service that we can do for God depends on our secret communion with him. In other words, the secret place is the condition of every reward God ever gives. And when we stop to think of it that way, we will see when we look at the spiritual state of the church, when we look at the spiritual state of our own lives, when we see our spiritual powerlessness and poverty, these are just a mirror of our prayerlessness. What's the biggest trouble in the church today? That they don't ask. Christians play at praying. For the most part. Churches play at praying. James said, ye have not because ye ask not. Jesus promised, ask and ye shall receive. And not only ask and you shall receive, but as you ask, you will receive accordingly. Right asking will always produce right giving on God's part. If a son asks bread of any of you that's a father, will he give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If he asks an egg, will he give him a scorpion? No, the Lord Jesus is teaching, when we ask, we receive. We get what we need when we come to pray. So he answers us according to what he sees in the secret place. I'd like to leave it there, because I must confess to you that I think that's a note we would need to go home on, and that's a note we would very, very dearly need to think through. What the Lord is going to do for you He's going to do according to what He sees of you and your needs in the secret place. What the Lord is going to do for this church, He's going to do according to what He sees of its people in the secret place, and by extension, as other scriptures teach us, in the place of church prayer. It doesn't matter what else we can be as orthodox. We can have people. We can have people with talent. We could have money. And they would never take the place of being able to pray. When you look at your life and look at your home life and look at your family life, look at your family altar, look at what it is in the light of this one proposition. God rewards us according to our private praying. Then stop and ask, Lord, what may I honestly and biblically expect from God?
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.